This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. Today we head back to Busy Bee Farms in Kismet, Kansas, to see the inner workings of two massive greenhouses that produce tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, and other vegetables that are then sold at various markets between Amarillo and Garden City. Owners Susan and Danny Nelson guide us along aisles that are flanked by towering tomato vines anchored in an organic growing medium.
Well, this is what we grow it in. This is coconut here.
Which organic?
So it's out, the outer shell of the coconut.
Uh-huh.
And it comes in a block. Comes in a block like this, and then we soak it. And then that's what we grow in our pot, in our pots, the tomatoes.
Okay.
And so we have an emitter that feeds it. We have a little controller that reads the moles from the sun, and it tells it how many times to water a day. So if it's cloudy, it doesn't water as much, and if it's sunny, it waters more often.
Susan points out a pulley system that basically stacks the stems of the tomatoes after they have completed their weekly production of fruits and put on 8 inches of new growth to produce the next week's supply of tomatoes. Danny explains the pinching back process.
Okay. See, that's a sucker. It'll grow out and make a tomato, but you don't want it all vine. You want more fruit, so you take that one off.
Yeah.
And then they grow older when they reach the top of the
wire. Oh my gosh,
we
look
let
at
them
this.
Down.
And they're layered. The stems are layered. Yes. So how long does the plant last?
Well, we used to keep them a year and a half. They don't. They get less productive, and it's harder to take care of them. So we remove them at about 10 months. So every month we're starting new tomatoes for one row. We have 10 rows of tomatoes.
Okay, and you do this with all of these. You go along and you pinch them back, the suckers. And how many plants do you have here?
1,400.
You are a busy boy, I tell you.
See, when it gets up there and it touches, you let it down a foot, basically, like this, and you scoot it down a foot. When you let it down a foot, then the leaves are touching the bag down here, so then you take a foot out of the bottom for ventilation. You take it all out. The 3-ton dumpster, I fill it full once a week of just cuttings.
Danny points out some other hard workers in the greenhouse who live in a series of cardboard boxes.
Okay, bumblebees do all the pollinating, the flowers, because I used to have a vibrator. I'd vibrate all, and the pollen would fall out of the flower and pollinate it. Well, I got nothing else done. One bee can pollinate 300 flowers. You know, I mean, work here all the time. I never have got stung. You know, when they come up to a flower, I just move back to the other plant and work, leave them alone. In a few seconds, they're gone, and I go back to the plant.
How long do the bees live?
6 to 8 weeks.
Other insects populate the greenhouses. Most of them welcome additions. Danny tells me he released 10,000 ladybugs that morning to patrol the plants and control any bad bugs that might have taken up residence. Other beneficial insects include lacewings and an almost microscopic wasp that polices the area and keeps the produce both pest and pesticide-free. For a look at the inner workings of the greenhouses and bumblebees, go to our website at hppr.org. Next week, we'll pay a final visit to Busy Bee Farms, and we'll learn how to choose a tasty tomato.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.